Who Wants to Save Some Money Today? Service is a fun app that promises to save you bucks. It will get you refunds if your hotel room rate goes down after you've booked and if your flight has been delayed. Michael Schneider, the founder of Service, tells us all about it and how it works on today's episode of Talking Tech. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today.
We save travelers money. We do it in one of two ways. If your flight's delayed, we file a claim with the airline and try to get you something back. And if you book a hotel room, the rate often drops after you book it and before you check in. But most people are too busy or don't think about rechecking the rate. We've built software that does that automatically. So we save you money on hotels and get you compensation back on flights.
Okay, so how do you use Service?
You sign up, it takes about 2 minutes. You sync your inbox, and that's how we know when you're flying and when you're staying at a hotel. And that's it. We just are this sort of magical thing in the background that saves you money as you travel. U.S. travelers have historically been left out of compensation when their flights are delayed or canceled. There's no legal recourse in the U.S. if you're delayed. Our partnership with Kayak is changing that. So if you book a flight on Kayak, they send it over to Service. They don't tell us who you are. It's anonymous, but they tell us that someone's flying on that flight. We track the flight. If the flight is delayed, we tell Kayak, and Kayak emails you offering Service as a way to get compensation for the delay. It's the first time in the U.S. that U.S. travelers have a shot at scale at getting compensation back from the airlines.
So what do people need to do to qualify? Do basically book their flight through Kayak?
If they book their flight through Kayak or use their My Trips product, which is a way to organize your travel.
All right.
It works.
Okay. So your recommendation to somebody who's going away for Memorial Day weekend. So they're going to book a hotel and book a flight to go away for the biggest weekend so far of 2018. Mm-hmm. How should they do it?
Well, they should absolutely sign up and sync their inbox. It literally takes a minute. Because if they have any disruptions this weekend or any time in the future, we're on top of it and they, again, don't need to lift a finger. If their hotel room rate drops, rates often drop within 72 hours of check-in. That's when hotels are looking at their room inventory and saying, man, we'd like to fill up some of these rooms. Why don't we drop the price? You actually have a better shot of getting a rate drop very close to check-in. So it's not too late. We're a few days before Memorial Day, and we can still save you money on your hotel.
Okay, so there's nothing extra I have to do. You will actually find it. So if I book a room at the Hilton for Sunday and Monday, mm-hmm. and I get a confirmation from Hilton, you will know, and it says you're paying $150 a night. And then if the rate goes down to $140, you will find that out, and you will send me an email that says, hey, you just saved $10?
That's exactly right. You don't have to do any of the work. We track the rates. Even your confirmation number stays the same. There's no details we change about the room except for the price you're paying for the room.
So the average customer is getting an email from you every week saying what?
It depends how much they travel and it depends where they're staying. But hopefully at least once a month they're getting an email saying we got you a $100 voucher back from the airline. Sorry about the delay. Or we just saved you $40 on your hotel reservation coming up. Enjoy New York.
Without us having to do anything.
Without you having to do anything. You set up Service once, you forget we exist, and we just hopefully delight you from time to time.
How much money have you sent back to people?
We're approaching $2 million.
$2 million?
Yeah.
Okay. That means you've made $2 million.
We haven't made $2 million yet. For the first year and a half, we were in learning mode, gathering mm-hmm. data, just helping people. But now we're definitely monetizing. There's two ways you can pay us. One is 30% of what we save you. The other is for $50 a year, you keep 100% of the savings. So for frequent travelers, that's a better deal.
And how many people have signed up?
About 100,000.
Okay. What have you gotten back?
Me personally?
Yeah. What have you gotten back?
About $1,200.
$1,200?
Yeah.
From hotel rooms?
From a mix of hotel rooms and airlines.
And that said, which airline is the most likely to give you the refund?
This is going to surprise you. Spirit.
Really?
Yes. I told you it was going to surprise you.
Spirit of all airlines.
Spirit, I think
the no-frills airline.
Third or fourth year in a row has the most complaints to the Department of Transportation. But they actually really care, and they're trying. And one of the ways they try is by giving people compensation when they're delayed or canceled. Hawaiian is the other extremely generous airline, but that one's more of a niche player than Spirit.
Wow. And hotels? Which hotel chain ups the rates, plays with the rates more often?
I can answer it this way. If you go to New York a lot, you have about a 40% chance that that rate's going to drop before check-in. New York plummets the week before check-in. I booked a hotel room. The very first experience I had with service for hotels before we launched to the public was I booked a 4 points in Soho, New York for $232 a night. And I thought that's a pretty good rate. The rate dropped 7 times. And I wound up paying $96 a night for the same exact room at the same exact hotel. And I felt like I won the lottery.
All right. So getservice.com.
Yes.
The app is in the app iTunes and the Google Play Store.
Yes,
app
it's just called Service.
Called Service, not Get Service.
Yes, we have Service on Twitter, Facebook, Google Play, iTunes. Service.com was available when I started the company for $1.2 million, and I just couldn't stomach it.
Right.
Okay. So we're GetService.com.
All right. Michael Schneider, thank you so much. Good luck with everything. And everybody who's listening, let's save some money and let's download that app.
Thanks, Jefferson.
All righty. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. Thank you, Michael Schneider, for being on Talking Tech. Please, everybody, subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. Please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, which helps more people find the show. And as always, thanks, everybody, for listening.